Every day, it seems like another device is getting smarter. From smart watches to Wi-Fi enabled LED bulbs, everything around us is becoming more connected and efficient. And just like our world is getting smarter, your e-commerce business should be too. If you're looking for incredible efficiency, or if your business has outgrown its old shipping solutions, ShipStation is the tool that can help you take that next step. ShipStation offers exceptional shipping efficiency with a powerful all-in-one order fulfillment system. It integrates with over 180 of the most popular e-commerce platforms, marketplaces, and carriers, making it easier than ever to manage your shipping tasks. I personally use ShipStation, and let me tell you, it's a game changer. The ability to automate shipping tasks and manage orders from one simple dashboard has saved me countless hours. I love that I can print shipping labels with just one click and take advantage of industry-leading discounts. Up to 89% off with carriers like UPS, DHL Express, and USPS. It's made scaling my business faster and more efficient than I ever thought possible. Plus, saving thousands on shipping costs is just the icing on the cake. If you want to lead your business into the future with technology designed to save you money and headaches, ShipStation is the way to go. It seamlessly integrates with the services and selling channels you already use, and it's the fastest, most affordable way to ship products to your customers. Over 130,000 companies have already grown their e-commerce businesses with ShipStation. And 98% of those that use it for a year become customers for life. So switch to ShipStation today and lead your e-commerce business into a smarter future. Go to ShipStation.com and use code BOOK, B-O-O-K, to sign up for your free 60-day trial. That's ShipStation.com, code BOOK.
I'm not going to talk about AI. I heard they've been talking about AI a little bit in marketing. So I decided to go the other way and talk about one of my mentors, who I thought was a marketing genius, which is Shakespeare. Shakespeare said thousands of years ago something that really interests me, number one, of how he knew this, and two, how it manifested itself. But he said thousands of years ago that the whole world was his stage. The whole world is my stage. When he said it, it really wasn't, but today it is. You can find Shakespeare every single place around the world. If you mention the name Shakespeare, it's iconic almost as much as Einstein. When you think of Shakespeare, when you think of Einstein, these are huge brands. And the reason that they said that is they understood the energy of a brand. And one of the tips that I give people as I speak around the world is don't write down everything a speaker says. Don't write down nothing either. That's not going to help you. I get a reminder. I live in California, similar to New York. You guys would understand this, but I get a $1,200 reminder about not writing down everything that I hear. It's for storage. I banker boxes of college, law school, business school, over $1 million in personal development from Tony Robbins, Bob Proctor, Wayne Dyer, all of the greats. I have these boxes that are worthless because I captured everything that they said. It seemed interesting at the time, but I wasn't really thinking through that $1,200 bill I have every month. I remain and keep it there just to remind me how important it is to capture what resonates with you. A lot of people call people like me content creators, which is silly. I don't consider myself a content creator. The person who did that video was a content creator. I personally am a content capture. My job is to capture my essence, because the whole world is my stage today. And if I'm capturing my essence, which is why the same reason we should only write down what? That which resonates with you. And create a system to access what your intuition is telling you is important to you, because that's going to resonate with your neighborhood. See, in an energetic sense, there's three things when you speak at your essence that illustrate your skills, your knowledge, your desire. If it's a product, service, or solution, it should be aligned with your capability as well. But I learned this as a new speaker about, 11 years ago, I started speaking. And I thought, like a lot of the new speakers that I coach, that I was amazing. I couldn't understand why I couldn't fill up the Delta Center or Madison Square Garden, because I was amazing because my first speech was in front of 100 people. I didn't get paid, obviously. I asked for money, which is another tip for all you speakers. Always ask for money. You're not going to get it, but know your perceived value and your bottom line. 100 people. And when I was done with my first speech, 10 people came up to me and said it was amazing. 10 people said, oh my God, that was amazing. You changed my life. Now, meanwhile, if I asked them, what did I say that changed their life? Most of them would say, What I learned about content and capturing content is that 10% of everybody that sees, hears, listens to, or feels or believes your content will love you no matter what. No matter what, if you're at the same frequency of someone, if it's resonating with them, if their intuition beyond their intelligence makes them feel good, know and remember that there's only two ways to provide value to people. Either give them more of what they like that makes them feel good, or take away what they don't like. Those are only two ways to provide value. And the same hold true with content as well. But that 10% of the people fooled me, because I thought the other 90 people, they must have loved me as well. But the truth is, and these are variables, statistics. I'm not a big statistics person. In fact, there's only a couple statistics that I like. One, 100% of all putts don't go in. Short putts, sorry. 100% of the things I do now get done. I like that one. And my favorite is 99% of all statistics are made up. And so 10% of the people are going to love you no matter what. But also remember, 10% of the people are going to hate you no matter what. You are Tabasco and a wound to them, no matter what you say. I could stand on this stage for the next 20 minutes and 41 seconds and just say this, the, and at the end of it, 10 of you will come up to me and go, oh my God, that was so amazing. The way that you showed patience and oh my gosh, that was amazing. They would, I'm not lying. You've seen the shit out there that 10% of the people like. You see it all the time. It's because of an energetic intuition that we have, a resonance of value, that I value that because it makes me feel good, or it takes away what makes me feel bad. And so understanding branding and marketing, we have to understand that our whole world is our stage. So our job is to capture what resonates with me. Now, I have learned something over the last few years in what resonates with me. I only used to, like, I'd hear these unbelievable quotes like, I'm either humble or I'm about to be. I love that quote, right? You're either humble or you're about to be. When someone said that, I was like, oh, write this down. I'm gonna capture it. I'm gonna repurpose it. And then the content creators will edit it and do all the shit that they do with it. But I'm a capture, and that resonated with me. But one of the things I've learned from marketing, branding, and advertising is it's equally, if not more important, to capture what you don't like. When someone says something and you're like, oh, I hate that. That's stupid. It has the same energy to it. And I want you to think about the value of learning what you absolutely don't like as well and capture that. Those are the two ends. Eventually, through being annoying, what do I mean by being annoying? Well, I know this from being a parent of four. Some of you may be parents as well. You'll know what I'm talking about. Or you have employees. Remember, if you don't like someone, tell them, I hope you have a lot of employees and huge offices and overhead. They'll be like, oh, thank you. Dave Meltzer wants me to be super successful. No, I just cursed you. But be annoying for the other 80%. What does that mean? Well, number one, Shakespeare had another saying. It was, to thine own self be true. Be honest. Illuminate. Be vulnerable. This is what they mean by authenticity, which is overused for me. I just literally want to be myself. And so it's annoying when we're honest, because 80% of the people aren't sure if they are going to like us, or it takes away what they don't like. And 10% are certainly going to hate us. But we also know 10% are going to love us. So number one, you have to be true to yourself. You have to know your product, service, or solution. And when I say that, a quantitative or pragmatic way of knowing, if you actually know the essence of your product, service, or solution, if you can quantify and articulate the value of it. See, there's a whole bunch of people in love with their product and they think that they understand the essence of their product, service, or solution, but they have no capability of articulating the quantitative value to exceed what you're asking for. Worthless. You don't know it. If you want to know the essence, the skills, knowledge, desire, the capability of what you're doing, then get to a point of comfortability and confidence that you can articulate a quantitative value of what you're doing. And now you know your essence. To thine own self be true. Now it's easy to capture that essence, which then will resonate with 10% and 10% on the hate side. And then you'll gradually build by being annoying the other 80%. Here's the second thing about being annoying. You have to be annoying in this respect. You have to be repetitive. Remember I said I had four kids? I can't tell you how many times they've said, take your shoes off the stairs. My kids are extremely intelligent. It's genetic. I wish it was in athletics, but it's not. They all go to Harvard, Penn, Columbia, and they don't work very hard to do it because they're like LeBron James of studying or whatever they are genetically. They take after their mom, by the way, with that and their looks. They were blessed. They got my height. But more importantly, we need to be annoying. You need to be honest and you need to be repetitive, and people don't like that. But that's how you build the 80% of the other audience into your community of people that are going to buy from you and sell for you for life. See, that's the secret of marketing, right? We build a community of people that do what? Buy from me and sell for me for life. I'm golden, so are my grandchildren. And in order to do that, we have to capture that essence and then be repetitive. I've been trying to convince, when I got into social media, I was consulting with Gary Vaynerchuk with their sports agency, Vayner Sports. I knew nothing about social media. And Gary tried to convince me to do a podcast. I had a radio show with Jim Leyritz called The Sports Blender. It was syndicated. And I'm like, dude, why would I do a podcast? I'm on the radio nationwide. I got a radio show. There's 200,000 podcasts. Why would I do one of those? And Gary told me, well, because your radio show is very vulnerable and it illuminates who you are. And Leyritz does the same thing. You should make a podcast and be who you are and capture that. It'll do really well. But you got to do a lot of them. You got to be repetitive. I just saw a video the other day where he was quoting me because I said, until the people that love you the most, family, friends, fans, until they come to you and say, man, you're posting a lot, or you're amplifying your brand a lot, you haven't even hit the minimum. Most social media is consumer-centric, not creator-centric. Mine is capture-centric. I'm looking to capture my essence and then allow professionals to modify me. That's creating. You saw that video. That was me. Most of those shots were me, but there was someone creating a really great video at a certain frequency, a certain vibration that builds that neighborhood of people that are like, oh, I like this guy, or shit, he's an idiot, I hate him, or I'm not really sure, I'm gonna have to watch more of this guy in order to figure out whether I like him or hate him or don't care about him, which is the worst for me. I don't want you not to care about me. I want you to think about me, whether it's hating me or loving me. That's what I try to do at my essence, of who I am. There's a huge gap today in social media, both in marketing and in children today. It's between who I am and who I want people to think I am. And if you think that energy gap is not interfering with your success, you're fooling yourself. If you don't think you're doing a service to your children by saying, hold on a second, we don't give a shit who people think you are. I care who you are, and remember the integrity of your home and who you are, and you'll be fine. This 10% of the people are gonna love you, 10% are gonna hate you, and you will go ahead and gather the other 80% determinative upon your objective, your timing and risk tolerance, how many of those 80% you want to be in your neighborhood, your frequency, to buy from you and sell for you for life. And I'm not just talking about product, services, and solution. I do it with charity and philanthropy as well. Elevating awareness to help people around the world, to build that community of people that want to help each other and know people that can help each other, because people who help each other and know people that can help each other, they buy from each other and sell for each other as well, so you'll automatically get an economic gain. Shakespeare had it right. To thine own self be true, and the whole world is your stage. So number one, you start capturing who you are and practice capturing who you are. Think about the times when you're driving, if you have an arm that you can hit record so you can give your inner thoughts, how you feel. Remember, there's five levels of intention to product, services, solutions, or self. It's one, do I capture what I'm doing that represents my essence? Do I capture what I'm saying? Does that align with my essence? Do I capture what I'm thinking? Does that align with my essence? Does it capture what I'm believing? Does that resonate and align with my essence? And finally, does it capture what I'm feeling? Because that feeling is the fifth level of intention. If you pay attention to, plus give intention to, what you want, not what other people think you should have, or what's missing or what you don't have, you will have the consequences, the coincidences, the coinciding of the universe of what you want or better guaranteed. This is not just working in business, this is working in your life. But you gotta capture it to understand it and practice it and be annoying with it, to know and clear the interference between you and your true self, to thine own self be true and capture it, and then work on modifying it. Get creators that know the platform in which they are going to edit for. YouTube, LinkedIn, Reels, whatever it is, they're all different. Go to, you should not have one person creating your content or editing your content. That's foolish. Look at the professionals here from Adweek, right? I promise you, someone that does, you know, sitcoms is not doing, you know, the documentary. Those are two different producers and directors. Get a different producer and director as you build. And if you're a corporate brand, you should be doing the same. Can't just have one marketing department that hones in. That's not the way it works. It's, we're going to capture my essence. Now we have a shitload of data. Now let's pick and choose which pieces and parts of the data and what music and all the other beautiful things that are applicable to each of these different platforms. And then have a manager managing what? The third component that Shakespeare didn't know about that is true today about the whole world being your stage. Not only should you capture thine own self be true, not only should you have specific producers and directors of your content, whether you're a product, service, solution, or personal brand, but amplification. You need to amplify that. So that's a whole different strategist, a whole different thing for the whole world to be your stage, because the possibility of 7.6 billion people is there every day for free, and it's getting more competitive and more expensive every day to get to that 7.6 billion people. Now, luckily, for any brand, product, or solution, or any personal brand especially, it's unfathomable the size of 7.6 billion people. Think about how small 100 million is compared to 7.6 billion people. 100 million people in your neighborhood would change your great-great-great-grandkids' lives or change the world. But you can't get there unless you understand amplification. Free amplification and paid amplification of your essence that has been created specifically for each of the different platforms. And I'm not just talking about social media. This is Adweek. I'm talking about the four platforms. Number one, in person. Works for me. That's why I show up in person more than anyone else. I'm in 200 cities a year. I'm having a meetup for all of you after this at 4 o'clock right outside to do Q&A. I do 200 meetups a year for free. I have a VIP dinner, which I'm inviting all of you tonight. We have Gail King, Ja Rule, Victor Cruz, and many more coming to dinner around the block. Go see Nick if you want to join us there. And then I'm flying out so I can be at SoFi Stadium tomorrow. All of it in person. All with a specific strategic plan on how you're going to capture my essence. Then it will go to the modifiers and then to the amplifiers, giving me a better statistical success to reach the 7.6 billion people that resonate with me. Do I have the most followers on Instagram? Absolutely not. Do I have one of the biggest followings of high net wealth individuals, especially middle-aged mutant turtles, and I mean men and women? I don't want to offend anyone. Yes, very few people have CEOs of big companies coming up to them, like Shelly Ibach came up to me the other day, CEO of Sleep Number. Oh my God, Dave, I wanted to meet you. I love your content. I'm like, oh, cool. Where do you follow me? I don't follow you. I watch you on LinkedIn.
Since 1981, Justin has been producing world-class Bordeaux-style wines from Paso Robles on the California Central Coast. As a pioneer of the region, Justin Wines helped put Paso Robles on the winemaking map. The Justin team believes the wine should be exceptional in every aspect, which is why they use boutique winemaking practices like hand harvesting and hand sorting. With a rich history of accolades, Justin is proud to produce exceptional wines and hold the title of America's number one luxury Cabernet. Whether you're a first-time wine drinker or a seasoned aficionado, Justin has the perfect wine for every occasion. Visit justinwine.com and enter promo code PLAYBOOK20 for 20% off your order. Justin Wines also makes the perfect holiday gifts for clients, colleagues, friends, or family. Don't miss out. Visit justinwine.com and use the promo code PLAYBOOK20 for 20% off for a limited time. This show is brought to you by BetterHelp. Therapy is a great tool for facing your fears and finding ways to overcome them, because sometimes the scariest thing is not facing our fears in the first place and holding ourselves back. It's helpful for learning positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself. It isn't just for those who've experienced major trauma. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapist anytime for no additional charge. Overcome your fears with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/playbook today to get a 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/playbook.
We want to understand in person what we're doing too, via email. And we have to use the infinite loop of what we do, because what we are doing is providing value. Remember, the more you give, the more you're given. The more you're given, the more you receive. The more you receive, the more you ask. Now we're in an infinite loop of more than enough of everything for everyone. Promise you, there's more than enough of everything for everyone. And so we have to implement email and do our ass as well as provide service and value. I'm capturing content to utilize in my emails, and those emails have content that is specific and resonates with me. So I may ask you, hey, do you want to come to my free Friday trainings? I've been doing that for 25 years. So we're not just capturing content, modifying it, and amplifying it for social media. We're doing it in person, via email, on the phone, text, and voice, and then media, traditional and social. And so if you're just starting out and have a smaller company, a smaller brand, then you can implement all of this with one person, have them learn what it does, and then outsource or build within each of the individual teams, prioritize by your timing and risk tolerance and what's important to you and your business, product, solution, service, or your personal brand. This is energetic. It's a frequency. If you're not capturing your essence and your frequency, then the people that are watching, listening to you are also going to be arbitrary and capricious about you, because you're trying to be what you think they want you to be, and that will never work. Plus, it takes an incredible amount of memory power to remember who you were for each of the people that you were with. Be yourself. Shakespeare had it. To thine own self be true, and the whole world is your stage. Understand the frequency of how things resonate with you and what that means. So we capture our content. I'm a content capturer. The content for me, I'm supposed to put content into context. That's my job. I put content into context. That's why I say I really don't like giving speeches like this, because I prefer doing the meetup outside where I can answer questions for an hour or two, because then I learn what you're listening for. And I'm in 200 cities around the world. I'll be in Dubai and Abu Dhabi on Friday and Monday doing these as well. And I get the huge advantage of understanding what human beings are listening for. So then I can do the research to put my content into context. Capture, modify, amplify. And then the last thing that Shakespeare understood, and the reason Shakespeare lived out his truth of the whole world being his stage, even though it wasn't when he wrote that, he wrote it, it wasn't true for him, but he lives in infinite time, not man-made constructive time. Why? Because content has one thing that a lot of other advertising doesn't have. Billboards, commercials, a lot of other things, especially in traditional media, it's perpetual. You are perpetual now. Infinite in its nature. Infinite time. How many years ago did he write that? Shakespeare is more popular today. Einstein's more popular today. More people know who Shakespeare and Einstein are today than when they were alive. And they respect them more because the older you get, the better you were. Just like something I learned in sports. I represented the Pro Football Hall of Fame, and that was our motto. Let's market this, because the older we get, that's it, the better you were. Why? Because people bound emotion for logical reasons. The fourth component is understand when you're capturing your content, modifying your content, and amplifying your content as a content capturer, not creator, that it's perpetual. Why is that important? Because you are creating your own channel, your own social silo, which will control the narrative that human beings have in their brain. You understand that the majority of the day you're daydreaming. The majority of the day, that's the way the mind works. It's just daydreaming, begging for a narrative. That's the problem we have with politics, religions, theories, philosophies, spirituality on social, is that we're filling a narrative and you're stuck in some perpetual social silo, and so that becomes your reality. Well, on a marketing sense, it's brilliant. I want my product, services, and solutions. I want my mission to empower over 1 billion people in the world to be a reality for you, and I don't care if you're laughing, scoffing, making fun of me today, you'll be applauding me in the future if I'm repetitive and at my essence, filling the narrative that your brain needs. And filling that narrative creates your reality. Perpetual silos are the most inexpensive marketing next to people buying from you and selling for you as well. I have a full-time employee. Not everybody can have one that does this, but I do. They go out in person every day to things like this. You might meet this person today and they'll say, "Hey, Paul, I'm Steve." "Hey, Steve. Paul, what do you do? What do you like about that? What don't you like about that? Would it help you if I introduced you to David Meltzer?" Three things will happen. One, who the hell is David Meltzer, right? Because there's 7.6 billion people out there. And if you have even 1 million, that's nothing. So most people are going to know who you are. So if they say, "I don't know David Meltzer." "Oh, are you on any media?" "Oh, I like LinkedIn." "Oh, here's David Meltzer." And there's a perpetual social silo that will take you down the David Meltzer rabbit hole. And if it resonates with you, 10% of those people are going to love me. 10% are going to hate me. And if they get into my perpetual social silo and get the repetition and the essence of David Meltzer, I will get and gather more and more of the 80% that will buy from me and sell for me, help me and help others. It's just math. Creating a social side. Now, what do you do? There's 10% of people like, "Oh, Dave Meltzer's here. I love them." Oh, perfect. So there's another opportunity of value by simply having a social silo and having the confidence and the comfortability of being able to say, "Have you ever heard of this?" Has anybody ever heard of the Plaud, P-L-A-U-D? Hardly anyone. Go to that social silo. It's probably one of the best. I won't even tell you what it is because I promise not to talk about AI. Anyway, it's incredible. And I went down that social silo and I loved it. It resonated with me. I'm like, shit, I can make a ton of money off of this thing by using this thing. They should charge more. Then you have the most interesting one, which everybody's afraid of. Can I help you? Would it help you if I introduce you to Dave Meltzer? No, that guy's a dick. I hate his stuff. He's an idiot. That's a great opportunity. Why? Because I'm resonating with them the same way you should resonate and capture what resonates with you when you don't like something because you don't understand or you're afraid of it. That's why we don't like things. I'm going to repeat it. The reason you don't like something is because you don't understand it or you're afraid of it. Puts me at a huge advantage. I love people say, "I hate David Meltzer." Great. Here's his cell phone. He'd love to understand why. That person will love you more than the people that automatically love you if you can understand how you can give them more of what they like and take away what they don't like, where they've misinterpreted something that you said, or why they're afraid of you, or why they don't like you, right? What they don't understand. They either don't understand or they're afraid of you. And we can correct that measure and get more people to join your neighborhood. This is not just for personal brands. It works with products, services, and solutions as well. I love someone that says, I hate the Cybertruck. Probably the easiest person I could sell a Cybertruck to. Once I understood what they were afraid of and what they didn't understand about the Cybertruck, what they liked and what they didn't like, how I could give them more of what they like or take away what they didn't like with the Cybertruck, as long as they could afford the Cybertruck, obviously. See how this works? You see how smart Shakespeare is? We don't need AI. We got Einstein and Shakespeare. Study them. Learn to capture your content, whether it's a product, service, solution, or a personal brand. Get a team or expertise in modifying it, amplifying it, and perpetuating it. And I promise you, you will build a community, a neighborhood of people that will buy from you and sell for you for life. There's nothing better in marketing or advertising than that. Hopefully I'll see you at 4 o'clock right outside this event to answer some Q&A. I think up there, happy to give my books for free. I sign them, send them, ship them, pay for it, sign it. We have some here as well. Follow me there. Google me, David Meltzer. Thank you very much.